they had children, and it was back in the early 20s, it was pretty rough for me. And they come and they got these beds and sawed the heads off. It had real tall heads, and I don't know maybe what the foot was too. And they were
made a little more modern.
Yeah, and that they used it. And that's what happened to the stuff that was stored in our attic. Most of it was moved out, so everything that was any bad was tall was salvaged for what it was worth.
And I look back at it and wish you had now.
Well, me, all that old stuff is still junk. It's, but I don't go for it. I go to homes. My wife's got a couple sisters' wives. Damn the stuff that's junk. They come in there and
platters.
Well, it isn't only that. They make lights out of these old kerosene lights, and they put a bulb in it, and put a Christmas candle in it, and they wonder what they got. It's I'm satisfied with today's age and the furniture and the equipment and everything. I don't care to live with the stuff that I have to live with.
Yeah.
Now we had, as a boy, we had carbide lights. Never did have a light plant. And they made pretty nice light.
They didn't blow up.
Well, there was one man that I knew who lost his life recharging the thing, but other than that, it wasn't. But they finally, we had a storm, shook the house, and we got a leak, and Dad got scared. He didn't want to blow the house up, and we quit using it right then.
Yeah, some of those things were wonderful, but they were dangerous too.
Well, I don't think as far as danger, anything had more danger than the old stove. You could take in almost any home you went, you would see in front of the stove, you would see where something at some time or other fallen out and burned a hole in the floor. And I remember as a boy sitting there in front of that cook stove. Of course, that's where we sat around there, taking in corn husks that were left on the cobs and sticking them in there at the fire and playing with fire. It's
wood floors, not covered.
Yeah, and not only that, they oiled them. They were oiled once or twice a year, and it just was something that was soaked. It could never start to burn. It would burn.
And the wood was all well seasoned, too.
Well, we had some green wood to go with it, too. It wasn't always.
I mean the wood in the house.
Oh, yes. It was good dry wood.
I know. My dad was born up in Michigan. Town. Yeah, I guess it was a prosperous little town, but every time, well, since I met it, went up there and showed it to me, I've been unimpressed because there's nothing left. Everything is burned. His folks' old house, every stable burned, the stores burned, the hotel burned.
Well, if it wouldn't have burned, it probably would have been taken down by now.
Yeah.
We went to Texas here